We live in a time of messages. We receive messages all the time. Now, back in the day, it could have been a simple note on your desk, or somebody would tape something to your door, and that's the message you were meant to receive. But today, it's a little more complicated. We have email. We have texting. We have Facebook, Instagram, and numerous other forms of social media that are constantly sending us messages. Sometimes we're overwhelmed with all these messages and where they're coming from. But as people of faith, as Christians, there are two sources of messages that we really need to be attentive to. One is the world. The messages that the world sends to us, the messages the world wants us to get and understand. And the other source, the messages that God sends us. Well, let's look at a message that the world typically sends. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Now, if you're a fan of horror movies, you're familiar with that phrase because it's been used over and over and over again in horror movies for years. Actually, the first time it was used was in 1986 when they did the remake of The Fly. And it caught on so well that everybody else copied it. It's always in these horror movies. Be afraid. Be very afraid. You know what? We listen and we hear. And we are afraid. Because it responds to something that's in our nature, in our human nature. You know, fear is recognizing something that is either, one, going to cause us pain, two, is dangerous to us, or three, is threatening. Now, these are good things to be aware of, but a lot of times, they take the form of fear. So, when we're little kids, when we're children, we have all kinds of fears. We fear the dark, things in the shadows, that monster under our bed, the monster in the closets, the kukui, all these things we fear. And as we grow, our fears become more sophisticated. When we're teenagers, we're afraid of not fitting in, not looking right, not thinking the same things as everybody else, basically being an outcast. When we become adults, we fear failure. We fear success. We fear a whole list of things. And in our old age, sometimes we fear death itself, the inevitable. A life of fear is a life of slavery, because fear limits us in what we can do. That's one message. The other message that we can get and we need to be attentive to is the messages that God sends us. And today, we get a powerful one in the gospel. Jesus tells us, fear no one. Fear no one. And it's not the first time Jesus has said this. More commonly, it takes the form of, do not be afraid. In fact, that's one of the most common things Jesus says in the gospels. Do not be afraid. And what's interesting is when he says that, there's a mechanism to this. So when he says that, incredible things always happen afterwards. He will tell the disciples or the apostles, do not be afraid. Go and do this thing. And they go, and incredible things happen. Over and over again, Jesus sets the stage for extraordinary things to happen by telling people, do not be afraid. And there's very good reason for that. What Jesus is really telling us is, do not be afraid to love. When we are held by fear, we are restricted in our ability to love. A lot of people say, hate is the opposite of love. I believe fear is the opposite of love, because love is a form of freedom, and fear is not. So when Jesus tells us, do not be afraid, He's empowering us to go forward and to love, not just to love in an ordinary way, but an extraordinary way. I'll give you an example. Jesus tells us, he told the disciples, and it's called the Great Commission. He told them, go and baptize the nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and tell them of my commands. And know that I will be with you to the end of the age. In a sense, he says, go and do good work. Go and share the good news and do not be afraid, because I am with you. As people of faith, as Christians, as Catholics, that is our comfort and our source of strength, to recognize and acknowledge that God is with us. That God is with us. And the things that we fear, God has defeated. Jesus Christ has defeated. Our biggest fear of death, Jesus defeated death. We are given good news. The good news is that we are loved and we have the possibility of an eternal life of perfect love and perfect peace with a perfect loving God. That is the good news that we're given. Now, typically when we receive good news, we respond in certain ways. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, I went to the doctor and I'm in perfect health. Great, that's wonderful. Let's go eat some really fatty foods now. Or if somebody says, I'm doing really well at work, I got a promotion, I got a raise. Great, we respond well. And sometimes if it's somebody we love, we want to go and share that good news. That is what the commission is about. The Great Commission is to go out and share this good news of God's love, and to do it fearlessly, because God is with us until the end of the age. Do not be afraid. It's a simple message. Of all the messages that we receive each and every day, this is one to remember, that you are loved by God and that you are given an opportunity for an eternal life with this God. And it's not just for you, but it's for all mankind. And so we are given the grace, the power, the goodness to go and preach this good news, to share this good news, to live the good news. So do not be afraid. So today, I invite you, I challenge you to go out and live your lives. Do what you have to do today for the rest of the week. And think about those fears that you might have. And think about how God can dispel those fears. And go forth and preach and proclaim and live and be witnesses to the good news that you are loved, and that you are invited to share that love. And when you go forth, most of all, remember, do not be afraid.